Population in our region is aging, and no doubt about it. I'll give you a few data. 10 years ago, 13% of population in Europe was older than 65. Today, after 10 years after, this percentage has risen and already more than 14%. And predictions are that by 2030, this percentage will be 20%.
What are some of the challenges then that go with this changing demographics in Europe?
As we go along analyzing the aging populations, we are looking at this demographic development from the point posing serious problems for the governments and challenges how to deal with it. First of all, I would mention protection system, which would have an impact on the pension systems because of the larger number. Secondly, adjusting labor market because the age of retirement has been pushing forward from now is 65 to sometimes somewhere 67 in some countries. And also, accordingly, we have to adjust health system because of the different needs, more needs, and what the countries in the region need.
Is this something for governments, though, or is it something for individual people to responsible for?
It goes both ways. Governments, I mentioned what they have to tackle in the systematic measures, but also individuals. They should be preparing and investing in the young days for the a period when they age, being healthy, having a healthy life, doing exercise. They can contribute to long living, but that would have an impact on less pressure on the health system. So working both individually and socially would have an impact on general aging policy.
You're holding this ministerial conference on aging in Vienna. Is there a particular reason for having it here?
Yes, because it's been an anniversary of the conference that we had in Vienna a number of years ago. Importance of this conference is in a way that we managed to make countries, member states, agree on the declaration of the conference. So, which will define in a way a few priorities of our work in coming years. So, first of all, longer working lives for the people, improved health for elderly, then social inclusion and participation in life. So they are not in number of countries excluded from all of this. And also should be solidarity among the generations, young and elderly, to work together. In a way, this will be outlining our mandate in our future work, which will give us the guidelines what are the needs of member states and how we can work together for the benefit of all member states.